a new paint job on things and couldn't be more excited to have been handed the torch. Where FM still stands for fine music, but also fun music. Proud to say that we're still 105.7 CFW.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. now confirms at least 22 U.S. citizen deaths in the Mideast war. Israel has formed a wartime government, and the country's military pounds Hamas targets in Gaza from the air. CBS's Holly Williams.
Things are quite tense where we are, around 2 miles from the border with the Gaza Strip. We've had incoming rocket fire here this morning. And when you're this close to the militants, you do not have much time to take cover.
The only power plant in Gaza now says it's out of fuel. CBS's Scott McFarlane on Capitol Hill watching as House Republicans are poised to vote on a new speaker.
It's done by secret ballot, and ultimately that means that members can cast their votes without showing their hand.
A NASA chief, Bill Nelson, on hand today as the space agency reveals the asteroid samples that came back to Earth on a spacecraft last month.
This is the biggest carbon-rich asteroid sample ever returned to Earth.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music, 105.7.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
We'll be right back.
1057 CFW.
CFW.
Want you to know
happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? I'm sure she'd make a really excellent mother. Cause the love that you gave that we made wasn't able to make it enough for you to be open wide. No. And every time you speak her name, does she know how you told me it won't be until you died? Till you died, but you're still alive. And I'm here to remind.
Music.
Lots and lots of fun.
All day long.
105.7 CFW.
I know.
is 105.7 CFW. Fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Jim Falls. This is 105.7 CFW.
Just a little more time could open closing doors. Just a little uncertainty can bring it down. And nobody wants to know you now. And nobody wants to show you. You can never surrender. your right to fight and to never surrender.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 57 for a high this afternoon. The wind east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 41. Tomorrow, scattered showers becoming breezy with a high of 54. Then, rain likely tomorrow night, Friday into Saturday. We could get an inch and a half or more by the time everything winds down. Late Saturday into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
CFW.
Vision in white. How did you get your pants so tight?
the top, baby. And let's cruise on into this better than ever street.
This is 105.7 CFW. Seven CFW.
I heard you say, tell him I'm not home.
1057 CFW.
1057 CFW.
Tell me how to play.
1057 CFW.
Here we are, still Valley's fun music all day long. 105.7 CFW. It's frustrating to find a station with our music, isn't it? One station is just way too old. Then the next station is more of a kid's station. What about a station that plays the music that we listen to? Well, that's why we're here. Music that's not too old and won't make you drift off, and not your kid's station either. Maybe we should have called ourselves Goldilocks. Not too old, not too, well, you know, probably not. This is 105.7 CFW, the Valley's fun music.
CBS News Brief. President Biden's doubling down on the U.S.'s commitment to Israel following attacks by Hamas.
This attack has brought to the surface the painful memories and scars left by a millennia of anti-Semitism and genocide against the Jewish people.
The State Department says at least 22 Americans have been killed. House Republicans have nominated Steve Scalise to be their next speaker.
It's really, really important that this Congress get back to work. We select a speaker, go to the House floor, get to 218, and then get the House working again.
But it's still unclear whether he has enough support to win. ACT scores have dropped to their lowest in more than three decades, and it's affecting college admissions.